This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Calling. God calls us to be His children, and He calls us for a greater purpose. God's initiative to bring people to Christ and to participate in His redemptive work in this world. God calls us to worship Him. The word call on God or the Lord is a frequent biblical expression. It occurs 56 times in the Old Testament and the New Testament. March 2nd also happens to be John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, death anniversary. He was a great man of God. His mother, Susanna Wesley, was a great woman of God. She was very powerful and prayerful because she was able to guide two of her sons to be great ministers of God's word. An anecdote about John Wesley I read somewhere says that once he rode on horseback to circle the earth 10 times. John Wesley rode 250,000 miles. He was convinced that it was important for him to personally spread the gospel through relationships and continue to grow closer to God in those relationships. In scripture, it is God who calls us first. He calls us first to Himself, and people respond by giving themselves totally and unreservedly to worship God and be a part of His purpose. Everyone is called. The called are holy or sanctified or saints, set apart from everything else for God's purpose. We must be careful to note that God has a purpose for business, education, government and families, etc., and not just for ministry. Practically speaking, this means a lifetime of bringing every area and detail of our lives under the authority of Christ. Everything should be under Christ's authority, and everything is under the authority of the Sacred One. Nothing placed under the authority of Christ, be it banking, cooking, teaching, preaching, is secular. God's overarching purpose are directly revealed in scripture, such as loving God and loving people, taking care of and making creation fruitful and productive, and making disciple makers. God intervenes and directs some people to particular responsibilities that they would not have otherwise expected to have chosen. Example, Paul would have been most suited to be an apostle to the Jews, but God intervened and directed him to focus on the Gentiles. But most are led in their circumstances to engage in logical, desirable initiatives that align with scriptural principles. Calling refers to the totality of life and not just our work or career. We may be led in such a way that we become fully aware of the extent of our calling only as we go along or onwards the end of our life. Some things we are explicitly called to include peace in Colossians chapter 3 verse 15, or suffering for doing what is right, as 1 Peter 2:21 says. God calls us to freedom, to love and to serve others, Galatians 5:13, and to bless as we have been blessed, 1 Peter 3:9. God's calling is always revealed. When we are ready to respond, God asks us to pursue something through special revelation. However, we need not wait for this. God has already designed this world and provided instructions for how we are to operate it. A particular calling may very well lay in the crossroads of our God-given and acquired talents and skills, our God-honoring values and passions, and the needs we see in this fallen world that lies around us. Prayerfully make a plan and take action. It's easier to steer a moving car. Know that God's will is good and it's perfect. There is no need to run or hide from God's will. Neither is God trying to hide His face from us so we will miss it. In fact, you cannot miss God's will if you are sincerely wanting to please Him no matter what and are willing to obey anything He is telling you to do in this way. God's will is very hard to miss. Pray along with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, that You are wonderful and You reveal Yourself to those who truly seek You. Lord, I may be a nobody today, but you are a master God capable of making a somebody. But help me to be aligned to your good and perfect will at all times. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.